you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, I had Arch Top Fiber set up yesterday.
Okay.
So I had to wait till today to call Spectrum to cancel.
Okay.
So I have a Magic Jack phone that's plugged into the modem of the Spectrum. So I'm unplugging that, and I'm trying to connect it into the Arch Top equipment here. And I don't know what port to plug the
Ethernet
cable to.
So you're trying to get the figure out which port you need to plug into. I could very much help you with that. Can I get your name real quick, sir?
Sure, it's Mike LaPeruta.
Spell your last name for me.
Sure. Peter, E-R-U-T-A.
And you're using our standard ONT gateway, correct?
Yeah, I have that little black box and the little white tower.
No worries. I'm just looking real quick to make sure I'm getting the right device. Give me one moment. I'll be able to tell you. Sorry for the wait. There we are. I found it. Just give me one second. I'm looking at the back side of it so I can tell you which side you need to go into.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I'm just making sure I'm looking at the right images from... I have it open. There it is. Get to my little PDF for the device because I have it downloaded so I can see. So you're trying to figure out which port you need to plug into?
Yeah, because I have the it's like a little Ethernet cable that comes out of the because there's a plug with a USB thing that plugs into the outlet. The phone goes into one of the plugs, and then this Ethernet cable goes into the other port, and then the other end of that Ethernet cable goes into the modem of your internet.
Yeah, the I believe that's the 841-T6 router we have. So that's
the black box.
That should be the I believe that's the white one. So you should have a white one. That's the Wi-Fi router.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, from that one, you can either I believe the LAN port will be for like hardwired connections if you're using those, or going into your own, into like a sub box of there. I believe for the other one, if you would like to plug into it, you can plug it into the 2.5G WAN port, which will, it's essentially, it's another Ethernet port that you can utilize for something similar to that.
Okay. I don't see any port available on the black one. All I see is a GE on the black one. But on the AdTran, I do see the yellow port that says LAN.
And then right below, you should see a black one that says 2.5G WAN, W-A-N, below that.
Yep,
so you should be able to plug your Magic Jack into that port,
Okay, but that has a white cord in plugged into that going to the white black box.
Okay, so that's probably the cord directly to it. So if you're not using the LAN port, and you don't have anything that's hardwired in your house in the local area or the local area that needs to be hardwired into your router, you can plug into that port.
Okay, yeah, this is the only thing that's hardwired.
So yeah, you can use that. You can use that LAN port for your Magic Jack.
Okay, and if I do have anything else hardwired, I do have a security system that's hardwired.
So if you do have another system that's hardwired, you're going to need to get what's known as an Ethernet splitter. We sadly do not offer those ourselves, but you can find them very inexpensively at like Walmart or on Amazon.
And I can plug that right into the yellow and give me two ports.
Okay. And actually, the one I know of, it's like $10. It'll give you four additional ports.
Okay. And what's that called?
I can actually tell you. Give me a sec. I actually have it saved in my car because I need one. So that is, it is, it's called the Sodola, Sodola, 5-port gigabit Ethernet switch.
The 5-port internet switch.
Yeah, it's a 5-port. It pretty much just, you just go to Amazon and just search 5-port Ethernet switch, and it should pop up right there. It's a small mini one, and it's quite literally, it's $10.
Okay, yeah, it's working now. The phone's working. Great. Very cool. Okay. What else do I need to ask? Anything else? Okay, so since I canceled with Spectrum, the tech that was here yesterday, he said, so you don't have to change everything, all the go around changing all the things. You just use the same internet name and internet password.
Correct. So if you've logged into your home pass through your phone, you can set up your network that way. So that way you can just change over the network name, change the password to the same one that everything else was using, and things should automatically reconnect.
All right. How do I do that? I just go to
You,
the.
the home pass app on your phone.
Okay. Okay, and I can just do that.
Yep.
Can you talk about going to my wife's email, robin@leopard@gmail, and having to go into something in there?
So you will more than likely still have to set up the account if you've not done so just yet. And if it's going to her email, you will have to actually set up that account before you can rename your Wi-Fi network. But once you do have access to Home Pass, it will allow you to change all of your Wi-Fi settings.
Okay. And the app, that was the app that was called
Home Pass.
what?
It's
Home
from
Pass.
Plume. It's from Plume, yes. It's Home Pass by Plume.
Remember I downloaded it when it was here, and I'm just trying to find it.
No worries. So yeah, once you have all that information, you can go ahead and modify your network how you like, and you should be good to go.
It's called
Home Pass, HomePass, all one word.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
All right, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No.
All righty, well, thank you for calling us here at our Shopify. I was glad I could help you resolve your issue today.
Okay, thank you.
You're quite welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.